any great organization knows that, that only works smart, but knows how to get the most out of every employee. Engaging the entire workforce is a job that requires managers at all levels to set and effectively communicate goals and expectations. Ann Calvarisi Barr is the Deputy Inspector General for the Transportation Department. She joins us live from the Excellence in Government Conference, taking place right now at the Ronald Reagan Building, where she's speaking about how high-performing agencies get it right, and she shares managing tips for snagging the best workers to achieve your agency's mission. Ms. Barr, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, a lot of people would say we wish the Inspector General's office was a little less efficient and effective, but it sounds like you've got a pretty good thing going there.
We do have a really good thing going at the IG's office at the Department of Transportation, and it really all does start at the top. It starts with the top leadership, not only within the department. Secretary LaHood, his focus on leadership and performance management and overall workforce culture, but in addition, my immediate boss, Cal Scovel, who is the IG for the Department of Transportation, and he sets the tone at the top for all of us.
Now, give us an idea of the scope of the department, of the IG at DOT.
Yeah, the IG is a relatively small component of the department. Overall, we have about 463 employees compared to an organization that has, you know, 55,000. Okay. So we're a very small component, but a very important one.
Now, the work you do is pretty exacting. There's a lot of poring over financial information and programmatic information. How do you keep people motivated to work at their highest level day after day when they're looking at stuff that many would say, that's a bunch of green eyeshade information?
Well, I think it's all about making a difference, and I think anyone that works in the accountability organization, an accountability organization such as an IG's office, is about really working for the American taxpayer. It's about working for our members of Congress. It's about working for our department and achieving their goals. In the case of the DOT, you know, ensuring transportation safety, which is ultimately the mission. And it's a great mission to have, and it's one that people can really feel empowered and feel that they can make a difference on a day-to-day basis. So the mission and what we're hoping to achieve, I think, is the first start.
And what about the human relations aspect of this? Very often you need cooperation and some acknowledgement of the reports that you produce from the managers whose programs have been investigated and overseen. Yet, so you have to work together, and at the same time you have to be separate and oversee them. How do you train people, or how do you get people to manage that kind of human mind field?
Yeah, I think initially is bringing people on board to understand that we all really have the same mission in mind. In the case of the Department of Transportation, it is about ensuring transportation safety. And the IG has a critical role in that. We help those folks that run, develop, and manage those programs by bringing good data, good analysis, good assessment to their programs and their operations, so that at the end, if there are opportunities for improvements, if there's opportunities to point out where they are doing things very well, that those lessons should be replicated. That's our role. So I think it's about communicating with one another that we're all in the same line of business and we all have the same end goal in mind. And that's what we try to do. We try to develop those appropriate relationships, the appropriate lines of communication, absolutely maintain our independence, but recognize at the end of the day we're all after the same thing.
Now, it seems like almost ancient history, but when they passed the stimulus bill back in early 2009, a lot of that money went to and through the transportation department, and so that must have really increased your workload a lot. How did you keep people motivated through that, what seemed like a large increase in the workload?
It certainly was a large increase in workload, and that was a challenge. That was a challenge for us because we had a pretty full workload before we received the additional funds to go ahead and look at recovery activities. And certainly, in the case of Department of Transportation, a lot of money went into transportation initiatives and infrastructure. So it significantly increased the work that we had to do. So we all had to come together and sit down and say, how are we going to achieve this additional level of responsibility? responsibility while not losing sight of the momentum on the other programs outside of the Recovery Act. So it's about planning, it's about organizing, it's about having a strategic framework to oversee the most important programs. And we did all of that. We took lessons learned from our past programmatic work, and we overlaid it with the new requirements that were set forth in the Recovery Act, and we identified opportunities where we thought there could be perhaps more potential for risk. And we targeted our lines of efforts in those areas accordingly, and we came up with a plan which we're happy to say has had significant impact.
So it sounds like planning the work and involving the people in that plan is a big component of making sure that everyone has the buy-in and does stay motivated.
Absolutely, and I think to your point, exactly, you have to build and empower people into the organization so they feel that they have an impact on the organization, not just on the mission, but the operation of the organization. And I believe when people think about coming in and making broad sweeping changes to any organization that they become part of, you have to start at the lowest level. You have to ask people what's working well, what isn't working well when it comes to the work, the processes, and the people. And you begin to understand where there are opportunities to course correct. And you empower them to help build those solutions, help create that strategy, create that vision. And the most important thing at the end of the day is you can put any kind of initiative in place, but if you don't move the culture along with it, you won't be successful. And I think that's what our Inspector General has done for us. He's built the people in. His motto is mission first, people always. And that's something that resonates throughout our organization and every aspect of how we lead, how we manage, and how we conduct our business.
Ann Calvarese Barr is the Deputy Inspector General at the Transportation Department. And tell us just, in general, what kind of people are attracted to IG work? What kinds of skills do you look for in bringing in people?
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. A lot of folks will say, as you started out, green eye shades, and everybody thinks, accounting degrees. And really, we have a very diverse workforce because, let's face it, the programs that we look at require talent across all levels. So the most important thing, right, before I get to key sort of competencies that we look for, I would step back and I would say you need to have people that are intellectually curious. We're in a business where we constantly need to learn about the programs, learn new programs, move forward, assessing different aspects of the organization. So you need folks who are interested in learning, who are quick studies and who have a focus on good data analysis, good evidence, bringing a fact and truth to the work and having the work speak for itself. But some key competencies that clearly we work for is have good backgrounds in planning, good backgrounds in data gathering and analysis, terrific communication skills, not only verbally but in written form, because we communicate largely through our reports and through testimonies and through meetings. And you have to have folks that can work in a team, because we're in a line of business where it's not about what one person contributes, but it's about the team. So I would say that those are the key competencies that we're looking for, but we attract people from general government backgrounds to economists to accountants to folks that have procurement and IT backgrounds, financial management backgrounds. It really does run the gamut.
Now, lately, there's been a lot of negative publicity or discussions about federal employees and the size of the federal government, and there's been something even more tangible, namely a pay freeze for most federal employees across the board. What's your secret for managing and keeping motivation high in times when the external pressures and criticism seem to be pretty high?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and I think it is a challenging time for anybody in government right now. But I think if you stick to the mission and the impact that you're having, and in our case, we have a return on investment of $19 for every dollar that is appropriated to us, and we can see the improvements that are made from a transportation safety standpoint day in and day out, and we motivate people through the work and the impact that we have, and the impact that we have on the American public. public's lives. And I think that communicating that message, and most importantly, walking around, walking halls, finding, you know, something good that somebody's doing that day, taking time out to recognize that, to thank them for their contribution, to tell them why it's important, to show them how it fits into the mission of the organization and making a difference is really what's needed. And even before we had such tough budget times, that's something that we did, both Cal and myself believe in very, very strongly. And we make time to spend with the people and to talk to our staff and to empower them in the process. And I think as long as you never lose sight of that, chances are that you can overcome many challenges and sometimes outside critiques about the role of government and the position that they should play going forward. So we've been lucky so far. We measure our success, and we've been doing great in terms of that.
Ann Calvarisi Barr is Deputy Inspector General at the Transportation Department. Thanks very much for joining us, and have a great conference.
Thank you very much.